The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is everyone in this room shallow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hack?
Yeah. Maybe we can be.
Oh, I don't feel like T-Hack's shallow.
Oh, yeah. No, I put him in the category with you. Probably got dumped more than he dumped.
Yep.
Winner, winner.
Like, we want to hear the shallow reason you dumped somebody. Or even the shallow reason you got dumped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know somebody who dumped somebody because he realized she... This is so dumb, and I've said this before, but like, he realized she pooped.
And so he was searching for a woman who didn't do that.
I guess, sort of. It was just the harsh realization. Because she had to go while they were in the middle of something. And she was like, can we have a timeout? Yes. And she was she timed out and went into the other room.
It's a legal move. We can all agree.
You go, you time out. Sometimes it gets things jostling, right? And then she came back.
They went on a dinner date, came back.
I know. Was this friend you, Slacker?
No, God, no. I welcome that. I've been trying to date Amber Heard for the longest time.
Stop it. I shouldn't have asked.
I was going to let it sit there.
Of course you were.
All right.
No, but then she came back and was like, well, let's pick up where we left off. He was like, no, we're done.
Like that killed the mood.
Done with the relations or done with the relationship?
It was definitely done with the relations, and then that led to done with the relationship because he couldn't get it out of his brain. And it's like, bro, you know, otherwise she'd be 9,000 pounds if she'd never released, if she's just literally full of...
Right. Okay. Well, I don't like that we got here.
I know. Well, okay, let me do the news story that started it. Somebody said she had to break up, and I don't think this is shallow, by the way, and T-Eck will not like this one.
Huh?
She dumped a dude because he only ate four things. He eats chicken fingers, grilled cheese, mac and cheese, and as of now, I think he's 12, because that's all kids' menu, and pad thai.
I would dump a man for that.
You have to, right?
Like, yes. Also, because then I would become 9,000 pounds eating with him.
Well, you don't have to eat what he eats, but you do.
Yeah, but like early dating?
Yeah, you're right.
What? Yeah, just order whatever you want. Because I'm a picky eater, but it's on me. So we go to a restaurant, it's on me to find something that I like.
What do you eat at home?
Chicken fingers, mac and cheese.
Yeah. Grilled cheese.
Yeah, that list is not the bad time.
She makes fancy food for herself, but not for him. See, if I were dating you, it would drive me nuts because I know you're saying it's on you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I would look at a restaurant menu and go, he's never going to find anything here. We're not going to go here. Even though I really want to. Like, there's a restaurant in Longmont called Lucille's or something, and it's Creole. So it's like all New Orleans food, and I really want to try it, but I'm like, my daughter's like you. She eats like you. Mm. I'm like, we can't go there. Mm. So then we don't even get to go because of you. So I would definitely dump you. In fact, we're done.
Okay. Well.
I know it escalated really fast. Yeah. Okay. So it's your fault.
It's pretty shallow, I guess. Like, help him. Maybe help, encourage him. Don't just dump him, you know?
Okay. If you've dumped somebody over something super shallow like pooping or what they eat, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text it.
I knew my relationship was over with this one guy when he got Elton John confused with John Lennon. Because Elton John was coming to town and he texted me and he was like, hey, one of your favorite guys is coming to town. I'm like, no, he died like a long time ago.
But do you think you dumped him or you knew it was over because he wasn't paying attention to you or because he simply didn't have the knowledge?
Okay. I knew when I saw Elton.
Confusing those two things. There couldn't be less adjacent.
Yeah. I mean, it's still like a big popular musical artist.
No.
Mm. Yeah, round glasses, British.
That's it.
What? John is half the name.
Extremely popular.
Yeah.
Dead.
Murdered.
I got kind of dumped because I brought a girl back to my room once. Things were going well.
Okay.
And I noticed that one of my favorite infomercials was on. It was the the magic bullet back before they...
I used to love that infomercial.
Before they turned...
Are you being serious?
Yeah. What is a magic bullet?
The little blender.
Oh,
the it's like a smoothie by itself.
And they like had... They would... I'm so sorry for taking over.
You know it.
They would bring friends over and they would like make dip and like, oh, it was so good. And then the grandma came in smoking a pack of cigarettes.
Yep. That's the one.
You're being serious? This is a thing. Like a cult classic.
It was on. Yes. Before they turned it into the Nutribullet and then they tried to be healthy, it was just the magic bullet.
Yeah.
The OGs know. Texan, you know.
But okay.
Why and did the girl you?
I was too excited about the infomercial being on.
Oh, no.
And she was like...
Because she wanted to get moving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you hold wanted on. To hold on. I want to see the...
Yeah. The offer's expiring. Let's hear him out. And she was...
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I'm like trying to get her in. I'm like, I like this. I'm trying to share an interest with you. And she was like, I'm out of here, I think.
This just reminded me. I dumped a guy once because he was coming over on Valentine's Day. We'd only been dating for like, it was like our third date and it was Valentine's Day. And he like was too eager. He brought his own cast iron pan.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was like,
he's too eager. What are you talking
about?
It was
just like he had like a full bag of groceries and the cast iron pan and he was
going to
cook.
Oh my gosh, he wanted to make you a Valentine's Day dinner.
I didn't like him clearly.
What? Yeah. Yeah, see? Just order the mac and cheese.
That's
a better bet.
Okay.
You dumped him because he liked you enough to cook for you.
It was that he told me he canceled plans just to hang out with me and like, it was just too much. I hardly knew him.
And little did you know the dry streak that you were about to enter into.
Actually not.
You know, that's a story a lot for another time. Okay. Instead of that pan, he would have brought the Nutribullet.
Oh, could have made
several things.
All right, if you've gone through a shallow breakup, we'd love to hear what. 403-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for the shallow reason you got dumped or you dumped somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Nate,
where are you, bud?
What the hell is going on? Nate, I think we should see other people. Your phone noise is a little more than I can handle. What was your shallow breakup?
Well, I'm 40 now, but in my early 20s, I broke up with a girl because she had, try to keep this PG, she had a little too much hair.
She had a bush?
Jesus, Ellen.
It's a Monday.
Where are we?
Okay.
She had a bush on both the front and the back. And it wasn't
okay, all right. All right. All right.
It was how long it was.
Yep. It was, so did you...
It was how
she's
long
still single?
It was. It was like Osama bin Laden's face.
Here's okay. Okay. This is my question. When you're breaking up with someone for a shallow reason like that, do you give a different reason or do you tell them?
I was pretty honest about it with her.
Yep.
It took me a minute to get it out, but I try to be pretty honest with them.
Try to have a conversation about like mending the problem.
Yeah, escaping.
Yeah.
Escaping.
Not really.
Yeah. Sometimes just not worth it. All right, Nate. I'm gonna say this has been real fun. Thanks, man. Should we take any more calls? Or?
Aaron.
Yeah. No, I don't know what to do with anything that just happened. Candy.
Yay!
Shallow breakup. What happened with you?
So I was dating a guy, and I thought he worked a corporate job at late 20s. And then he told me one day he worked for the Hut, which translated to he works for Pizza Hut, delivering pizzas.
Yeah. He called it.
No one outbeats him. That's a fact. We can establish.
He's trying to make a case. You should be with him.
Yeah. The discount.
The Hut.
There's no shame in that, but the fact that he lied kind of sucks.
Well, and the fact that he called it the Hut.
The Hut.
Okay. I came over here in tears.
Yeah. That's not great.
I will stop calling it
that. Zach.
I
don't know what just happened. I don't know how much more I have in me. Zach, what was your shallow breakup?
Okay, so I met this girl. We had our first date at a fancy Italian restaurant. Oh. And she briefly once mentioned her favorite dish, okay? It was risotto. And 3 months later, it was her birthday, okay? Hey. And I booked out reservations for this fancy restaurant. I even, that day before work, brought flowers to the restaurant. Oh. And was like, hey, you know, for my reservation, can you put these flowers on the table? They said, yeah, we got you.
That made me nervous. Wow.
Cool. I would break up with them.
I know. And then, after work, got to her house, and she's like, are you going to make me dinner? No, I have dinner reservations. And then she was like, do you even remember my favorite dish? I was like, yeah, of course. It's risotto. You told me it one time, but yeah. She's like, I was expecting you to make it for my birthday.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, no. I have a better idea, you know?
I'm going to take you out for risotto.
Yeah, let the pros do it.
Stop it.
I know. I was like, I could set the fire alarm making boiled water, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, the last thing you want is to... Yep. Me cook for your first birthday with you.
Yep.
And so she just politely asked me to leave. And
she broke up with you.
She asked you to leave because you got her. Well, no, I said nope. I would do the same. So
it's all, yep. Yep. That dude, and, that's tragic. And I think it probably had more to do with the way you say the word.
Stop. You guys, I'm looking at no.
I'm not okay.
Nicole?
Yay!
Shallow breakup. Yay!
So I never dated guys who lived in the town that I lived in because I didn't want to have to put up with them if I wasn't actually wanting to go out with them that night.
Yeah.
So I actually broke up with a guy because I found out he had friends that lived next door to me, and I might be forced to see him when I didn't want to see him.
That's valid.
I feel like, what if it worked out?
No, it's... You guys are really so shallow today. Sydney?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Why? Your yeah shallow breakup? Why'd you dump him?
I kind of ghosted a guy after he took me to his grandfather's grave on our second date. And it was really freaky.
That's not shallow.
The grave or what?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.